Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome.
This will be a special presentation from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, bringing you a rebroadcast of GILGA 2020 meeting held at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Here is Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We celebrate you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we are so thankful tonight in the name of Jesus. We call with all our heart before the one that died and rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. We trust you with all our heart that our word will come. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. Jesus, thank you because of your divine hand in this house. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. You have been so faithful. You have been so merciful to us throughout 2020. And we are about to step into 2021. And we know that we can't do it without you. That's why we are here. We want to carry the glory and the presence of God into the year. We want to finish the year before it started. Therefore, Daddy, we desire a word from heaven. Daddy, give us speed. Daddy, Lord, let me speak your word as the oracle of the living God. Let it be all of you and none of mine. Thank you because we know you have done it. We will return all the glory and praise to you. In Jesus' mighty name, and let the church of God say a big amen. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, do it, come on, do it. And please, you may be seated. Amen. Thank you, worship team. I want to thank God for everyone here tonight. I want to celebrate all our leaders, all our pastors, all our deacons and deaconesses, all our elders and ministers. We want to thank God for you. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you on every side in the mighty name of Jesus. You've been so faithful. And God will increase you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to thank God for all our online congregation. I want to thank God for you. The Lord God of heaven will bless you and increase you in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to listen to this. This is a season of new things in our lives. And I prayed for you that your portion will not elude you. I say your portion will not elude you. Now, one of the things that the enemy can do to you today is to keep your mouth shut. When the prophetic word is coming, when you are in a prophetic meeting, you will carry your amen along. Because amen is not just a signature to prayer. Amen means I agree with that. So if you don't agree with it, so why are you here? So please borrow amen from somebody if your own is finished. Praise the Lord. Can somebody say believe in amen? The journey is far. There are so many turbulence in the journey. But there is a guarantee of victory if you will partner with God in the year coming. Listen, what we have had in 2020 may be just a tip on the iceberg. The devil is not making up his mind to be gentle now. In fact, it's becoming more dangerous. But partnering with God will make you to laugh when other people are crushed. I'm telling you the truth. There is a clear instruction from the word of the living God. The Bible says that the children of Israel, they were in Goshen. And there was no evil in Goshen because they are in God's camp. Friends, stop practicing religion and start partnering with God of heaven and the earth. There is nothing that can stand against him. Nothing win him. Now, my Bible tells me in Exodus chapter 10 and verse number 23, he said, they saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. In other words, darkness was so strong, oppression was so strong, frustration was so strong, poverty was so strong. But there are some people that have God in their midst, and what was killing people don't touch them. I am telling you, in 2021, you will just hear it. It won't come near you. Now, it takes you stop just doing it the way you want it. Instruction is the only way that you can escape destruction. Life can be so sweet when God is at the center. Listen, you can be civilized. Don't be civilized about God. God is the same. If you use your civilization against him, it will crush you. Listen, he told Moses, he said, tell Pharaoh, Israel is my firstborn. He said, if you touch my firstborn, I will kill you. Now, we serve a jealous God. If you team up with him, he crush whatever want to crush you. Evil is real on earth. The Bible says the wickedness of the wicked cannot stop. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? The guy is wicked. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he knows his mate. Hello? I say what? He knows his mate. He knows some people. He can mess up around them. If he tries it, he knows that's the end. Why don't you take conscious effort to say, God, I'm going to team up with you. He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? You can't be with him and the world is mocking you. It's not possible. It's not possible. I don't know whether two people are hearing what I'm talking about. You can't begin to put yourself against God by speaking things that God don't say. Second wave of coronavirus. Don't join them. Otherwise, you catch one. You are not hearing what I'm talking about. Listen, you are not the advocate. Keep your mouth shut. If you keep on saying it, you attract it. I'm telling you the truth. I don't care. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is running out. If you are saying something against the word, let me show you. Malachi 3:17. Let me show you here. Hello? Are you still here? Malachi chapter 2 verse 17, sorry. Malachi chapter 2 and verse number 17. If you can give it to me, that'll be fine. 2:17. Thank you. Can we go? Ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Huh? Yet ye say, wherein have we wearied him? When ye say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord. And he delighted in them. Or where is God of judgment? Now, you are speaking the way everybody is speaking. Ah! You are pulling yourself against him. And he will handle you the way he handles them. Because when you speak against God's word, you are insulting his integrity. But where that's the way I feel, you will see. God is not in your feeling. God is in his faith. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Yes, be very careful of what you use your mouth for. Because it's a popular word does not mean God is saying it. Don't take information from the people that doesn't know him. Okay. Hello? We saw from God's word that he was teaming with the people that we agree with him. And he was solving their problems. We already knew what he said. 1,000 shall fall on your side. 10,000. It doesn't matter. We are not happy that people are dying. But the truth of the matter is that we are too sure it's not our portion. He said in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Because as you step into 2021, you need to change your language. Where you see, I'm an expert in this thing. Why should you be expanding something that is not going to be a benefit to you? Hello? Watch this. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will cause you to stand. That's what he said. And he said in the next verse, he said in verse 11, he said, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded, and they shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. Now, if God is saying that, say the same thing. Even when it doesn't look like it. Hello? I wish somebody is saying amen to what I'm talking about. If you want to see new things in 2021, start thinking new things. I saw a scripture when the Lord was speaking to me some months ago about 2021. And he told me 2021 shall be the year of our new things. And he said in Isaiah chapter 43, well, verse 18 and 19, he said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. In other words, the enemy of your future is your past experience. Many people are not moving forward because they failed yesterday. Listen to me. If you don't fail yesterday, how are you going to come to today? He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Aye. Now it shall spring forth. It's not going to be by your effort. Listen, one of the things I heard from the Lord for 2021 is, God will give you pleasurable results. Oh, only a few people hear that prophetic word. I said, God will give you pleasurable result. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. In other words, if you are going to see new things, you must develop a spiritual eye. Behold, if you can't see it, you can't touch it. Behold, I will do a new thing. God is saying in 2021, be so expectant that you are going to the mail as if you know God is sending a letter. Oh my God, only two people are getting this. God says, I am going to make things to spring forth. But if you don't see it, you can't expect it. If there is no dream, there is no fulfillment. Majority of people are expecting God to move. And God is saying, move in what direction? What direction do you want me to move? Well, just move anyhow. Then you are confused. And God is not confused because he will just be looking at you. I've never seen somebody traveling to a place and he just said, well, I'm just traveling. Where are you going? I'm just traveling and I know God will take me there. Where? You won't see anybody helping you. It takes a vision. Where am I going in 2021 physically, spiritually, financially, maritally? And I have a good news for you. Some of you that have been trusting God for husband or wife in this house, before the end of 2021, you will be joyfully married. Oh, okay, if you don't want to say amen, that's it, I've said it. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. So tonight, we begin to deal with scriptural mysteries that will guarantee our effortless victory. We serve a God that has made provision for everything for the journey. He knows the wickedness of the wicked. So he gave us something to quiet him. Watch this. Watch this. The most powerful force on earth today is the Holy Spirit. I saw from the scripture that he is the governor, is the force behind creation. In fact, the scripture said in Psalm 104 verse 30, he said, he sent forth his spirit and they were created and he renewed the face of the earth. Now, the spirit of the living God is the force behind creation. When God said, let there be light, he's the one that went into the operation to bring light into existence. Everything you have ever seen on earth today is the work of the Holy Spirit working with the word of the living God. How many of you are still getting what I'm talking about? Now watch this. This is very important. When Jesus Christ was here, he needed the Holy Spirit to operate. That's wonderful. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth and is going about, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. So that means the Holy Spirit is not just for you to speak in tongues and fall down. Hey, the Holy Spirit is upon you to do good. That's what I know tonight, you will start doing good. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. He said, he was going about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. So that means the force behind the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is the person of the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus Christ was going, he didn't leave us just to just do whatever we want to do. He hand us over to the Holy Spirit. The strength in him is enough to carry anybody through a lifetime. It doesn't matter what is standing against you. The word says the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that is able to give you victory anywhere. I don't know whether two people are getting what I'm talking about. When the Philistine rose against Samson, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. They tied him hand and foot. That means they limited his destiny. But the Bible says, and the Spirit of the living God came upon him. And everything that was in his hand and on his leg were broken like a flax. How many of you remember that? Now, when Jesus Christ was about to go, he instructed his apostles with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we are now face to face with something in our generation that have been despised. There is nothing God is doing in the realm of the spirit that is not, exposing and explaining it to us in the physical so that our understanding can be opened. I don't know whether two people are still with me. How many of you are still getting what I'm talking about? Now watch this. When we are talking about spiritual things, they are the things you don't see with your naked eyes. Two of us. Now, God didn't want anybody to be confused. He wants you to know that what I am saying, I can give you a representation. So that if you can't see it in the spirit realm, you can know how it looks like in the physical realm. So Romans chapter 1 verse 20. See what the word says. Romans 1 20. The Bible says, for the invisible things of him, from the creation of the world, are clearly seen. Things that are invisible are clearly seen from the creation of the world, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Nobody will say, I am dying in the hand of the wicked, in sickness and disease, because I don't know. Because what you know, he will use it to explain what you don't know. How many of you are getting what I'm talking about? So what am I saying? The Lord said, church, I'm going to help you. Is anyone sick among you? Let them call the elders of the church. Let them anoint the sick with what? With oil. James 5, 14 and 15. He said, and the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. If it is sin, the sin shall be forgiven. Now the question now is, why is it that he is asking us to anoint the sick with oil? What is the correlation between cancer, diabetes, coronavirus, whatever? What is the correlation of the oil with this affliction? Now, the Bible now said, he said in Zechariah chapter number 4 and verse 6, he said, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, it's not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit. What? Say the Lord of hosts. Now, if you read the same scripture in the Amplified, He said in the Amplifier, he said it this way. He said, then he said to me, this addition of the bowl of the candlestick causing it to yield a ceaseless supply of oil from the olive trees is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, of whom the oil is a symbol. The oil is a symbol, said the Lord. God signed it. If you read the same scripture in Isaiah chapter 27 verse 10, the Bible says, in that day shall the yoke be taken from off. The yoke shall be taken from off the neck, the body shall be removed from off the shoulder. The body from your shoulder and the yoke from your neck. He said, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing oil. New King James Version, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. He said, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Now you are carrying yokes everywhere. The oil is in your house and you are crying. Oh God, you will help me one day. And God say, I've helped you. Talk to me now. How many of you are still getting what I'm talking about? After this service, whatever is called yokes in your life is completely destroyed. How many of you are getting what I'm talking about? Now, one of the things this oil does, now, you see, the invisible things of God are made clearly seen to us by the things that we can see. And let me tell you this. In God's divine wisdom, he uses the things that are despised by men to humble our generation. So that everyone will know that this God is not our mate. When they want to cross the Red Sea, he said, Moses, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. He said, stretch it forth. He didn't ask him to go and look for Titanic or to go and rent a boat. Now, how come 3 million people walk on one rod? That is God's wisdom. Now, we saw that one in the scripture and we clapped. Now, when he said this one, we begin to complain. You don't get what I'm talking about? But I bought that oil. You bought it, but you are not the one inside. You bought it as a chemistry from the supermarket. When it gets into God's presence, it's turned to the anointing oil. And this thing is so powerful if you understand what I'm talking about. Let me show you something. In Matthew Gospel chapter 3, are you getting anything from there? Devil, shame on you. In Matthew chapter 3 verse 11 to 12, I don't see any reason why the devil should be harassing you when you have the tools in your hand. Watch this. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Now you should remember who is speaking there. That's John the Baptist. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I. He said, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So we know that when he talk about the Holy Spirit, this is a symbol. How many of you agree with that? Now. You may not like my face. Just listen to what I'm saying. Now watch this. He said, whose fan in his hand? So inside that oil is fan. Watch this. And he will thoroughly purge his floor. So anywhere there is any ailment, when you put it there, he purge it. He wash your intestine clean. One cup of this oil can silence every cancer. One cup. You pain somewhere hiding. Hey, in the name of Jesus, I have the spirit of the living God here. Bam, booms. And he goes in as you begin to thank God. And he attack whatsoever the enemy put there. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? He said that he's a fan in his hand. He will pot the floor. He will gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Hey, instead of, I don't know this migraine, just take a little bit. That's why he said, is anyone sick among you? Is anyone sick? Okay, get the elders of the church. Let them anoint the sick with oil. Stop explaining it. Let them anoint. Now listen, you believe everything. Why do you struggle with the scriptures? Hello? You went to work and they said they will be paying you X amount, $25 an hour, $10, $15, whatever, an hour. The moment they tell you, they ask you to sign it. Is that right? When you sign that document, you begin to tell everybody it's $15 now, $50 now, $100. You are too confident that those documents are real. The document I'm reading to you, it is the blood of his son that signed it. You can take your company to court if they don't pay you. This one is eternal. You can't take anybody to court. Hello? Let me show you this last one before we begin to apply this mystery. God wants to change the destiny of the man called David. And he sent the prophet. That's why I'm here in this house as the prophet of the Most High God. After this anointing over your life, 2021 we bow to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you getting anything from there? He said, go to the house of Jesse. Go and anoint for me the man called David. Ah! Okay, I will go, sir. If you read your Bible very well, after David was anointed, everything about his life changed. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter number 16, verse 13, is that right? The Bible says, and Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Now, it was oil he was pouring upon David, but the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, you become unconquerable. You are too strong to be bent. I will tell you a story. I knew how weak I was before it came. I knew how coward I was before it came. When it came, I knew it. No devil from hell can stand when I talk. And I know it. It is far beyond me. There is something on me too strong. And I know it. I know it. The same thing is coming over your life this evening. Whatever embarrasses you will bow today. In the mighty name of Jesus. God's secrets are open secrets if you want it. If you don't want it, then God has no case to answer. He has no case to answer. He has no case to answer. With that anointing, sir, he killed Goliath. Everybody was afraid. At that time, the oil already came upon him. He killed Goliath. He killed a lion. He killed a bear. There is nobody that will go to a lion and fight a lion. What are you talking about? With bare hands? With that same anointing, he became the king in Israel. Listen, I heard in my spirit, double promotion comes over your life from today. Take out the oil in your hand. Take it out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want you to lift it up. Open it and lift it up. Lift it up. Likapuri anakasila batuzea. This is going to be your oil of gladness. This is going to be your oil of result. In 2021, nothing stop your speed. Oh God of heaven and the earth, I'm asking, oh God, that your glory, your presence, the manifestation of your word, we enter into these bottles in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh Lord Jesus, because of your presence in this house, that your glory, your power, the presence of the Holy Ghost, we enter into these bottles in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Everywhere on that, the people may be watching us on the planet Earth today, as they raise up this oil before you, oh God, I'm asking, oh God, that the signature of the Almighty will enter into this oil now in the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare that this is an holy anointing oil in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. Can somebody shout a believing amen? Amen. If you know that what is in your hand is God's power, shout a believing amen.
Amen.
Now, listen, it has changed. Now, ushers that are guests here that don't have oil, give them some oil. Give them some oil. Give them some oil. I think you should have something like this that I have. Give them some oil. If you have to go home with this. You have to go. You need, listen, the enemy, you can't beg the devil. Okay, now with time. He doesn't know with time. He's a wicked, wicked devil. Wicked, wicked. I'd like you to take a little bit of this oil in your hand. A little bit of this oil in your hand. Karabakusi amata. Rebababakashandarabukoshiraba. I'd like you to begin to declare into your life, whatever is wrong with my system, whatever is wrong with my body, I command it right now, be corrected. In the mighty name of you, the Spirit of the living God is upon me. The Spirit of the living God is upon me. The Spirit of the living God is upon me. Bring your hand. The Spirit of the living God is upon me. The Spirit of the living God is upon me. The Spirit of the living God is upon me. The Spirit of the living God is upon me. Arababa kashila bokoshiraba. Ribababa kusondere apakute sene kabatuza. Arababa bakushala bokota yene mokoshiraba. Ribababa kashiraba. I cause every sickness. I destroy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. With this oil, I decree doors are open. Doors are open for me.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are two worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
You know, in the kingdom of God, God being the king expects people who are in his kingdom to enjoy his benefits. If you want to receive, you give as a process of you receiving, because we believe strongly the word of God in Luke chapter 6 verse 38 says, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Now, this is an opportunity for someone that is listening to this to be able to key into this verse. Plant a seed now. We want you to pick up your phone, text this word, give and be blessed. One word to 73256. 73256. If you want to send Cash App, the $CREPA is our username for CREPA. The $CREPA. You can mail your seed to 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Finally, we invite you to our worship service tomorrow. There are two services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Bring your seed with you in person. Ask for either Pastor Christian, Pastor Clarence, or Sister Yolanda.
into time, intercede on my behalf, and redeem lost man. He spoke and it was. He created us by the power of his voice. He'll speak peace to your life.
Praise the Lord. I welcome you to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program that is designed to change your destiny and give you fulfillment in life. I'm so excited to talk to you tonight because I know the plan of God concerning your life stands forever. Can't you just hear directly from the one that put you here? He said, I know the plan that I have towards you is a plan and a thought of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. Now, that is the ultimate. God got a plan. And the plan is revealed by the word. And the Holy Spirit is always there to make sure that these things that God is speaking comes to pass in your life. So it is your responsibility to make sure that none of this plan fail by agreeing with God based upon his word and making everything that he said fulfilled in your life. So I'm so excited about what God is doing in your life. I'm so excited about his glory, his power, and his presence today, because I know after today, your life will never, ever, ever be the same again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, but before we go into the word, let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We adore you because of your faithfulness and your mercy, your glory, your power, your strength in the life of your children. Thank you, Father, Lord, because of bringing us together in the presence of your word by your spirit. Thank you, Jesus, because I know the plan that you have for us stand forever. Lord Jesus, tonight, oh God, open the eyes of understanding of everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord Jesus, let them experience a total turnaround in every area of their life. Give them something to run with. Father, Lord Jesus, wake up the giant that is in them. Thank you, Father, because I know it's done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I want to welcome you one more time to the Hour of Fulfillment. I want to thank God for everyone that is listening to us anywhere on the planet Earth. I am so thankful. I give you all God all the glory concerning your life. The fulfillment of God's divine plan shall come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to remember that there is a force behind victory in life. Victory is not just going to happen because you desire it. is going to happen because you put some force behind it. And the Bible tells me it's so clear. The Bible says, and this is the victory that overcometh even our faith. Now, so we saw that he said, for whatsoever is born of God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. He said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So we know that before victory can be delivered, faith has to go into operation. But before faith can go into operation, the knowledge of the truth must be there. The reason people can develop confidence, the reason people can develop trust is because they don't know. And the moment you know, then you begin to build something up. Now, you cannot have an understanding of how valuable you are to God and not dare anything good on this earth. And you cannot have an understanding of how valuable you are to God and not have the mind of excellence that would change your status. Now, he valued you to an extent that he said you are worth dying for. The death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is not because of Jesus. Jesus Christ decided to die because he saw something that he put inside of your life. Only him can purchase it. The Bible says we are not, redeemed by the material things like gold and silver. He said, but by the precious blood of Jesus. So the death of Jesus on the cross will have been meaningless, if not because God saw something in you that worth dying for. You need to have that understanding. Now, I saw in Matthew chapter 10, verse 31, the Bible says, fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Now, a lot of people don't even know how God look at them. Many times, they look at their shortcoming, they look at their mistakes, they look at where they are going to, and it looks as if those things are not going to come to pass. And they begin to release their faith to what the enemy is saying, instead of releasing their faith to God. The problem with result in life is not the devil. It's not the situation that we go through. The problem is inability to take God at his word, because we never think he meant what he's saying. Many times when God speaks, we're already thinking about something else, because we bring God's word to our level. We bring God's word to our education, our intelligence. We bring God's word to the level the world thinks and our community see us. Now, when the Bible says something in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, and I know it's still happening to today. The Lord said, he said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, that was God's direct instruction to Adam in the Garden of Eden. Now, if man knew, if Adam and Eve knew that what God said that day is the final, I know they won't dare to just come closer to the tree. But they taught God in a minute. So, because the moment God finished talking, the enemy came too. And they said, you will not die. Now, why on earth will they take the word of the enemy and leave the word of God? Many times, you see, the instruction is so simple, but violating it is so costly. He said, if you eat that tree, you will surely die. But they disobey. Now, that thing is still going on till today, because we never take God's word seriously. So we enter so many challenges, so many trouble, and many times because we don't take God at his word, even in the midst of the trouble, God still wants to bring you out. But because you think the word that he said to you is too simple to be the truth, so people kept on being in trouble. People kept on being in bondage. People kept on carrying sickness and disease. And God is saying, that is not my mind. Can you just imagine? He said in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, he said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Now, God is not saying that there are no weapon, but he said when the weapon are formed against you, don't cry, because it's not going to prosper. Now, what do I do? Should I just watch weapons coming towards my life? No. He said, rise up, condemn it. Now, simple instruction. If there's any weapon that is coming towards your direction, your responsibility as my child is to rise up against those things, condemn it, and it shall be done. But many times we cry. Many times we just let down our guard. Many times we throw in the towel because we think what is going on around us is stronger than us. That is not true. There is nothing that comes around you that is not common. There is nothing that you go through in life that God has not made a way out. Many times we focus the problem, we focus the challenge, and we don't focus the word of God. Now listen. Every problem in life have a solution in God's word. Every, not some. Every. Because when you know that when the weapon is coming towards you, either in sickness, in disease, maybe is in a financial challenge, challenge over your children, maybe emotional challenge, maybe challenge in your relationship, God is saying that it's not going to prosper. That is enough for you to start to rejoice and give him in thanks, because he knows that what he said is what is going to come to pass. But we never take that serious. When we took other things serious, oh yes, things are not working. We take that one serious. Because he said in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power. Power. Now, that is not a joke. Power. And it's not the power that was given to you. It's not just to just be a Christian. No. He said he gave you power. Luke 10:19, over serpent and scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Is this the same God that gave you power over serpent and scorpion that will be struggling to give you power over virus and bacteria? Even serpent and scorpion, he said, they will not hurt you. God didn't say they didn't exist. God said, I empower you. But many times we never trust the voice of the living God. In fact, he said, I know what is on earth. Don't you see? Many times we just look at God as if he's not aware of what is going on. we want to explain to him as if he's blind to our situation. He said in Psalm 23 verse 5, he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. His enemies, he said, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Now, in the presence of my enemy. So that means God is not afraid of your challenges. God is not afraid of the adversary. God is not going to leave you in their midst and allow them to kill you. He's not going to allow the enemy to ride over your head. He said, I saw them. I knew you are in their midst, but I anoint your head with oil. Now, to anoint somebody's head is to choose you among many. To anoint your head is to separate you for something extraordinary. I saw in the scripture that God only anointed the kings. He anoint the priest. He doesn't just anoint anybody, either the priest or the king. And as a child of God, you fall into any one of those categories. It's either you are a king or you are a priest or you are both. Now, that means there is no child of God that doesn't have a place in God's divine program. And if it is true that you are the king, then you must be heard. Because the Bible says, wherever the word of the king is, that is power. So, each time you begin to declare the word, you begin to speak, there is an authority that back up your word that is going to send you out of every problem. Now, we live in the world of words. It is the word that you speak that determine how far you can go. You prepare the table in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head and my cup runneth over. Why don't you take that word? Why don't you believe it with all your heart? Why are you always pulling yourself down? Because somebody didn't like you? Because somebody just said you are not good? Now, let's look at what God is saying. I saw something in Colossians chapter 1 verse 22. The Living Bible put it so straight. He said, as he has done this through the death on the cross of his own human body, And now as a result, Christ has brought you into the very presence of God, and you are standing there before him with nothing left against you, nothing left that he could even chide you for. Nothing left. In fact, the New Living Translation said, he said, you stand before him without a single fault. So as far as God is concerned, you are pure, you are perfect according to his written. So man has always been thinking that God do not know them. So when he speaks, now they begin to look for excuses. They begin to look for, complaints about what God said. He told Saul, he said, you are the hope of Israel. He said, I'm the least in my father's house. You want to tell me God didn't know that you are the least in your father's house? You want to tell me that God didn't know you didn't have money to pay your bill tomorrow? You want to tell me that God didn't know that there is sickness in your body right now? Okay, now, that's why he sent me to you, to tell you enough is enough, to get those things out so that you will know how much he loves you. Now, before this thing begin to, take its root inside of you, you need to release your faith to what God is saying. Now, he said in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, he said, for unto us what the gospel preach, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that had it. So that's the problem. The word is preached. We know it's in the Bible, but we didn't mix it. Now, if you don't mix, the ingredient with what you are cooking, you can eat your food tasteless. Or maybe you just want to drink a cup of coffee and you don't put your sugar inside of it. Or you put the sugar, you don't mix it. You can drink the top tasteless. And you were just saying, but I push you that. So that means it takes some steering. Now, the only way you steer the word with your spirit is by meditating the word of God. You meditate the word of God and you begin to act upon it. One thing I've discovered is that the more of the word you meditate on, the more confident, the more trust you develop in the word of God. Because the word of the living God will mix with your inside and it kills fear, it kills agitation, and it builds faith in your inside. When God is about to to pass the baton of the leadership of the children of Israel to Joshua, Moses had this to say to him. He said in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So that means good success is not just going to come to you because you are a believer. Oh, no. He said the word have to mix with faith by meditation. That was God of heaven, and they are speaking to Joshua, the commander-in-chief of Israel army, that is going to take them to the promised land. Now, it's so easy for Joshua to just look at himself, look at the way the children of Israel have gone through wilderness experience, look at the mightiness and the kind of glory and anointing that was upon Moses, and he just said, I don't think I can handle this. So God knew he's going to think like that way. And he said, come on now, let the word that I'm speaking, let it mix with you by meditating day and night, and then you will have good success. So that means there are bad success. Good success come by meditation. Don't just allow your Bible to gather dust. Listen to the word of God like this. Now, think through it. Speak it out. Meditation is not just thinking. It's speaking under your breath. You begin to declare those things. You begin to declare those things. Maybe you are at work or you are driving. Say some things according to the word of God to your life. Just declare it. Yes, I am the head and not the tail. I am above only, I am not under. That's it. Just keep it there. I saw in Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Can you just see that? His leaves also shall not wither. Now, this guy became so prosperous because there are things that he put into action. Number one, he decided not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. It will affect your meditation. If the environment is not conducive, you can't take your spirit to the place where he's going to dampen it and he's going to destroy it. The word of the Lord says, he that walk with the wise will be wise. The companion of fool shall be destroyed. You don't want to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You know what, where you are is not the right place. It will affect your meditation. It will affect your fellowship. Look at a place whereby the environment is conducive by joining the children of God. He didn't stop there. He said, nor standeth in the way of sinner. Don't stand with them. I'm not saying hate sinners. No, that's not what the Bible says. He said, don't do what they are doing. Don't stand with them. Don't say, you have my backings. No. When you begin to do that, it will dampen your faith. It will frustrate your faith. It will destroy your victory. He said, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. You don't want to partner with them. He said, but his delight is in the word of the Lord. He doesn't just delight in the word of the Lord. I have seen so many people in church. They delight in the word of the Lord, but they don't meditate it. When you delight in the word of the Lord and you meditate the word of the living God, then the Bible says you will never wither. So many people are withering because of things that is going on around them, either in their health, either in their relationship. They are withering. Things doesn't go the way they want it to go. And because there is no root of the word of God inside of them that they are meditating on, they wither. Now, they delight in the word. They love to hear the word of God. In fact, they love God with all their heart, but they don't meditate. It was the delight that made this man to meditate. He's always delighted to hear the scripture, to hear the word of God. He's ready to meditate it, and the faith begin to grow. The faith begin to bring result. The delight of this man change his story. The meditation of this man releases his glory. Now, I want you to start doing this one, and your life will never remain the same again. You are next on the line. The glory of God will shine upon you. The counsel of God shall be made manifest in your life in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you in Jesus' name. Shalom. I am going to see you tomorrow. Service is going to be our covenant day of total breakthrough. We're just ending this Sunday our 7-day fasting and prayer. It's going to be so explosive. God wants to take you to another level. God wants to establish you. God wants to remove every reproach and every frustration out of your life. God wants to make you like a city that is set on the hill that can never be hid. Don't miss it, and it shall be well with you. I love you so much, and Jesus Christ does. Jesus is Lord.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are two worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210, and one of the Crepper prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.